have your say.
Across the West Midlands, call
03453 009956.
BBC WM 95.6.
Let's talk as well this morning about how you would redesign mental health services here in the West Midlands. Later today, the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, will say it's time to bring mental health out of the shadows, and he's going to outline a 25-point action plan to improve treatment. Nick Clegg claims that attitudes towards mental health are outdated, and says that too many patients wait too long for help. And we're going to speak in the next few minutes to a couple of people who know about mental health, really from the inside. But I'd love to hear from you as well on mental health this morning. What do you think we need to do to improve mental health services here across the West Midlands? If you're a service user, if you're a family member of somebody who uses mental health services around here, what can we do to make it better? 03453 009956. We're going to speak in a moment to Sarah Brennan, who is the chief executive of the charity Young Minds. I want to speak first, though, to Seidel Hack. Seidel is from Birmingham Citizens, which recently petitioned for improved mental health services for 16 to 18-year-olds. Seidel, good morning to you.
Morning, Adrian.
And I know we've spoken about this on the programme before, but after you appeared on our show and you brought a young lady in with you who had a real issue that she was released from care between the ages of 16 and 18, even though she needed some pretty intensive counselling, she sort of fell between the slats. She didn't get the counselling help she needed.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks to your show and to your listeners, because I remember we attended just before we were off to one of the NHS commissioning organisations' board meeting with some mince pies and cupcakes to raise this as an issue to their chair. And what we found from doing lots of cups of teas, face-to-face conversation at school gates, in colleges, and even at university campuses, along with charities, where in Birmingham we have this really sort of weird situation where if you're a young person up to the age of 16, you'll get help from specialist mental health help from an organisation called the Childhood and Adolescent Mental Health Service, which is an NHS organisation, and then there's nothing. And then the next time you're able to get that level of help is when you're 18 from the Birmingham and Solihull Mental Health Trust. So what we have, and we checked this out with lots of people to see if this is kind of one-off, but no, this is really the case in Brum. So our ask is really to the three clinical commissioning groups. So just to kind of explain, they're the people who have our money, our taxes, when we send in to the NHS, and they pay for NHS services in the city. And we're asking them, you know, we really can't have this period where there's no help, no access, especially at a time. I don't know what it's like. Well, I do. I like to think I'm not that old. But when I was 16, you know, you're kind of all over the place. And let alone if you're really unwell and you've got, you need help with serious conditions. So that's where we are on our ask. And thanks to your show and to your listeners, we've had quite a lot of interest, and so much so there's been a further backing from the council earlier this month to our ask. So,
yeah, Seidel, stay there. I want to bring in Sarah Brennan, as I say, from Young Minds. And Sarah, I know that Nick Clegg today is going to talk about mental health across the piece, a big 25-point action plan. But Seidel has mentioned this particular problem of 16 to 18-year-olds, and your charity is very concerned as well today about young people and their mental health.
That's absolutely right. We carried out a poll of 2,000 young people and found that some really common things are now creating real major concerns for young people today. So over half said that what's happening to them at school stress, is making them feel a failure if they don't get good grades. That over half say they've been bullied at school. And what your previous speaker was talking about transitions, is a very common experience. There may not be, sometimes there is a service, but as they move into adult services, the kind of service they get changes completely, how often they get it, or they might even be refused it. So this is something that we're really starting a campaign by young people about young people and for young people, to really mobilise young people across the country.
When Nick Clegg says that mental health is in the shadows, do you recognise that?
Oh, it's absolutely what we hear every day. We have a phone line for parents and carers who are worried about their children, and the numbers calling us are increasing every year. We have 10,000 parents calling us now every year to get some help about how on earth can they find the right help for their children, or how on earth do they help their child. And although things have shifted, I think young people talk about this more freely, they're still not able to get the right help at the right time. So by the time they do get some help, quite often things have got much worse. And so the services that they need are much more crisis intervention, and that isn't what it should be like.
Yeah, so when you reach, if you like, the end of your tether and you need crisis help, then that might be there, but it's sort of the intervention you might need earlier to prevent you getting to that point, that's what's missing.
Exactly. And even the crisis help, we know, is often too short-term, and as the crisis subsides, there isn't the ongoing support in place. Because we all know, you know, you get over a crisis, but you need to have a bit of help just to keep you going and to make sure that if things go a bit wrong again, you get the help you need, and then you're able to manage.
Yeah. Side door, I suppose one of the difficulties that mental health has is that it just isn't glamorous, is it? If you're the person who comes up with a cure for cancer, you'd be lauded, you'd probably be given a knighthood, all that sort of stuff. Helping people to get better with a condition that most people can't see.
Well, it's hard, isn't it?
It
definitely has an effect on lots of other health services that people are going to access. So mental health is definitely, from the stories we've been listening to from a range of people, so teachers, parents, young people, students, it's integral to their experience of health services. It might be a kind of subject on taboo, and we all like to say it's not very popular. But, you know, my own experience, I was a person who worked in health engagement for many years before I got involved in community organizing. And I can tell you one of the two things that kept coming up in Birmingham is access to mental health services. So it's out there, and local people and communities and our member institutions, which are very diverse in their makeup, and our campaign involves young people like Syra and others who were right on the front line talking to the CCG chairs. It's a lot more common, as Sarah described, than we all like to believe, but it's at the heart of our experiences when we come to use the NHS. So, I mean, the whole issue around food banks and the whole range of issues that people are facing in these tough times is going to be affecting not just adults, but young people. We have a situation, Adrian, where even children who need access to mental health services, it's having to be rationed, if I can use that word. So way before you even come to 16, you know, if you're a young person, you're not quite sure whether, you know, you're going to have that continued support, even if you did manage to get it. We have a story from a head teacher in a secondary school in Birmingham, where there's a 12-year-old boy who's threatened to jump off a 10th-floor flat, block of flats, because he's really unwell. But unfortunately, according to services, that's not severe enough for him to get help and counselling.
Incredible. Incredible to hear that. Seidel, thank you for joining us this morning. Seidel Hack from Birmingham Citizens, which is a campaigning group that represents a very diverse group of member organisations. Thanks also to Sarah Brennan from Young Minds. I'll throw it over to you. If you've got a mental health problem, how easy is it, wherever you are in the West Midlands, to get the help you need? If I could say to you today, you are like the West Midlands mental health czar. You can improve things simply by clicking your fingers. What changes would you make to mental health services here in the West Midlands? 03 453 00.